So let's, we're good?
Yeah. Okay, I'll catch up the list. Okay, so let's finish off. There's much more to talk about at Shavua Kesef, obviously, but let's finish it off. And Od Chazon Hamoed. I would like to go through the Rambams, but maybe not. I'll just mention one and then maybe Thursday, just very quickly. Should just look up the Rambams, where he, in the different places, how he formulates things, and, you know, what is, you know, whether there are differences in the way he presents Kesef and Shavua Kesef. But we'll leave it for now. Okay. Yeah. So regarding Kesef, Shavua Kesef ke Kesef, just to finish off, we've talked about Mechuber and other things. Yes. So firstly, just Eli brought to my attention that, first of all, Yakir brought to my attention where I couldn't find it so far, but did you find it? Okay, the Pnei Yeshua's view that Shavua Kesef is based on the Didi Shavali, which I've seen, I haven't been able to track down. I looked on Beis Ches and Yud Beis, and I haven't been able to find, but I'll try to keep an eye out for it. I know I've seen it somewhere, but that's a missing one. So since that is an important formulation, we'd really like to, you know, actually find it explicitly, make sure it isn't just an impression. But speaking of the Pnei Yeshua, so Eli brought to my attention that the Pnei Yeshua has an interesting Hava Mina. So we were talking about whether or not Shavua Kesef, when we say Shavua Kesef Kekesef is part of our discussion, right? We've been considering the possibility that could mean different things, right? And on one level, it means that Shavua Kesef is the real category and that Kesef is just an efficient example of it, but it's really about Erech and Shovi, which can be expressed in different ways. And so on. You might have said that Kesef is Keshava Kesef, you know, if you were saying it that way, and certainly we'll see more echoes of that. In the other direction, the idea is that Shavua Kesef, what we were talking about, the conversion idea yesterday, Shavua Kesef, Al Pidin, is considered to be Kesef, either across the board or in certain areas of Halacha, meaning it's like it's on the border, and this is what allows it to be perceived, you know, this way, or maybe Ratzon has something to do with that, that the perspective in the Chachmei Sfarad, that the Avnei Miluim thought belonged to everyone, which I'm trying to show is half and half, that's certainly a second perspective. But in between is the possibility that there is a category of Kesef and there's a category of Shavua Kesef. And that when we say Shavua Kesef is Kesef, right, we're not saying that it is, you know, actually Midin Kesef, or we're not saying that Kesef is just Shavua Kesef. We're saying there are two ways to accomplish the task, either through Kesef or Shavua Kesef. Mashal Ma Davar Domeh, again, going back to some of the things that we were saying the other few weeks ago when we were talking about Chalipin, right, if Chalipin is a form of Kesef but not exactly Kesef, both according to the Hava Mina of Balei Tosas, because as the Ritva points out, there are still discrepancies, Peros and Matbeya, and Pachas Mipruta, and maybe even the Maskana, according to Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer Yashar, right, who thinks that, you know, and maybe according to the Ravid in Ilkhus Habanah and Perikov Tetz Ilkhus Mechira too, that we still consider Kesef and Chalipin to be connected. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, you know, it's included in Kesef in the Mishnah and Chabav, even though it's not, you know, effective for Kiddushin. So what do we mean by that? So we discussed the possibility based on the Avnei Miluim of saying, oh, that's the difference between the Smaz Kesef and the Taz Kesef. So, or my suggestion that's the difference between Kesef and barter, let's say, then where you draw the line. So, too, one might say that there are, that when you say Shavua Kesef is Kekesef, right, we're still acknowledging that there's Kesef and there's Shavua Kesef. Not all Kesef is Shavua Kesef, and not all Shavua Kesef, you know, becomes like an inferior or an equal Kesef. There's a way to go about this through, you know, the formality of matbea, right, or the erech and the shovi of Shavua Kesef. And if that were to be the case, and this is what I said the other day, then it's also conceivable that there'd be nafka mina, even when it worked. In other words, not only nafka mina that it might not work under certain conditions, but even where it is effective, maybe it works a little bit differently. So Ellie just pointed that out to me, that that, you know, happens to be echoed in the Pnei Yeshua in a few different places. Again, if our hopefully not phantom formulation of Shava Kesef being Midin L'Didi Shavali is true, it would also work out nicely with that, in a way, perhaps, depending on how you understand L'Didi Shavali. But where do we see this? So number one, he pointed out to me that the Pnei Yeshua, you know, doesn't Lamaskana think this, but he did ask the question and only rejects it for, you know, reasons of rayas, that maybe, how do you know, he asks, if you hold Shava Kesef Kekesef, that there's a chi of Misa for Eishes Ish. After all, this is learned out more from a ribui, instead of being, it's Kesef only b'toras ribui, not b'toras, and if that's the case, maybe there would be. Now, of course, that's pretty shocking. The application's pretty shocking. Namely, that there's more than one kiddushin. That every kiddushin isn't the same with respect to that halacha. Maybe that's the answer, is that in Achanami, if we, you know, we do think that Shava Kesef and Kesef are different and different ways of accomplishing Kesef kiddushin, right? But the chalos of Ishus is just not something which ever couldn't have the Onesh Misa, Begida, or whatever. But the truth is, I was looking through it, and this is like a leitmotif in some of the things that he says. Back and forth, he's trying to figure out, you know, what is really going on with Tosas. So on the one hand, the Pnei Yeshua veers between the purely formalistic view, right, and the view that the purely formalistic view that you would say Kesef and never say Shava Kesef, and he formulates that very. I have it somewhere. Oh, here it is. Okay. He formulates it that way very, very clearly, by saying, "Yeah, why don't you need? Even if it's true that in other areas of halacha that, you know, Shava Kesef is Kesef, how do you really know that it's that way in Kiddushin? After all, it's a Gzeres HaKasuv that you need a, or that it works with a pruta and with a dinar." So maybe it really shouldn't work. So let me just read these lines very quickly. The one that Ellie was talking about was, he answers, "Mikamakom kivin de kros stamak siv the isha shar yinaf as eishes reu mosiumas kol minei ishus bechlal afilu mai de asa bebinyanav." But that seems to be acknowledging that this is a different, you know, it's a subcategory or it's an extension. Just that the eishes ish part is just wired in to every chalos ishus. Then he says in the continuation, I'll explain that in a minute. So he basically, im tomar, nir lechor dehod hitzku lasuya be'evet ivri, hainu ki hechid velo neima, de misvar aminu de shava kesef ki kesef. Hainu de kashya l'marsha. If you look at the marsha, marsha asks the question, why did Tosis go the direction that they did? Namely, start off by saying, well, you see from Eved Ivri that you need Gzeres HaKasuv, and end up saying that Eved Ivri is the makar for Shava Kesef Kekesef in Kiddushin and other places. And then Tosis goes on to say, oh, but how come the Zik and the Shnei Ksuvim Abayim Ki Achad? And then he says, oh, you know, Eved Ivri is unique for this reason, the Zik is unique for that reason. So the Marsha just asks the question, says, why don't you just say, if you know that already, why not just say what other Rishonim said, which is that Kiddushin is a Svara, Shava Kesef Kekesef in general is a Svara, Eben Ivri and Nezikin require Limudim because of their local Havaminas. Why do you have to say that, you know, having neutralized their local Havaminas, you know, we now derive Shava Kesef Kekesef everywhere? Maybe we don't need that. The only reason we ever thought that we need a Gzeres HaKasuv for Shava Kesef Kekesef is because of Eved Ivri. But now we know it has local issues. It's not a universal problem. So the Marsha asks that question on this Tosis and gives no answer. The Pnei Yeshua revives the question in the name of the Marsha, behind the Dekoshele of the Marsha, and he points out that the Marsha doesn't give an answer to the question. His own, the ode, listen to this line, because it's highlighting the things that we've been talking about. The Belavach, Himasvar Yesh Lomar, Dele'inin Kiddushin Shava Kesef Kekesef. Right? The other way. Like, why would anybody think Shava Kesef is Kekesef in Kiddushin? Kivin de Kiddushin Kesef Bedinar o Bepruta, Ein Alexeris HaKosov. Then he says, Afsha Reisi Laharan, you know, he's trying to make the whole thing kosher. Like, what is this? Right? It's a very good formulation. Now again, for the Rishonim who really think that you need a special limud, particularly for Kedushin even more than for Eved, right, that first day in the Ritva, or first day in the Ramban, that the Ramban suggests ties, let's say, Shava Kesef and Eved Ivri to Kedushin, and the Ritva goes even further and says, no, how do you know? Ein Kesef Lodom Dev Yesh Kesef Lodom Acher. Maybe it's Kesef for Kiddushin and Shava Kesef in Eved Ivri. Right, that fits very beautifully with this. I mean, we're way more demanding in Kiddushin. It's Exeris HaKasev. So this idea, just one more second, is a very big theme in the Pnei Yeshua generally. Later on in Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, for example, this goes to the question of the Marik that we talked about a little bit. So he talks about, again, you know, when is it the shir of Moshe Rabbeinu? Of what the value of these things was in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu? And when do you translate it to Ein Lahekde Shalom Mekomo V'Shaita? In the Sugya of, which we'll talk about hopefully today, Kitcha B'Tamra. So he makes a suggestion where he says, well, maybe Madbeya always depends on Moshe Rabbeinu. He's saying this for the Rambam, which we'll discuss. But I'm just interested in the phenomenon for now. The Madbeya is Moshe Rabbeinu. That's Exeris HaKasev. The Shava Kesef, you know, that depends on Ein Lahekde Shalom Mekomo V'Shaita. There, he's not saying that it's two different Mechaivim, like he's saying, you know, like he's asking here. That ends up being L'matzkana, what he says. So what does he say, L'matzkana? Let me just say that. Banir L'anias Daiti D'me'olam La'olal Da'as HaTosfos Yeshum Svara B'Kiddushin D'Shava Kesef K'Kesef. Right, this is furthering it before he answers it. Meaning, yeah, you're right. The Baalei Tosfos don't think it's a svara, like the Marsha is saying. They can't live with that because from their point of view, again, I'm not sure this is true for Baalei Tosfos, but it's the Pnei Yeshua is reading the Baalei Tosfos. From their point of view, of course, Shava Kesef, you know, is not going to work in Kiddushin per se, because the whole Kinyan Kesef is very, what, formalistic, mechudash. So me'olam lo alal das tosas shiyas shum svar b'kiddushin shava kesef k'kesef. Elamasha hutukul asuya b'kushim e'evan ibri, aynu b'shum de b'lav hachi, hoye b'ef shalom de kol hecha d'ksiv kesef behed yehava shava kesef b'klal. Ah! What's the difference between those two things? You have to read it a few times and scratch your hair, your head. Kol hecha d'ksiv kesef behed yehava shava kesef b'klal. Why is that different than saying that shava kesef is k'kesef? What? No, no, right. So, no, what he's trying to say, and this is his big chiluk throughout, is even the maskana in Kiddushin, Shava Kesef is not working as Shava Kesef, because Shava Kesef is enough. He's saying in the Zikin and in Eved Ivri, maybe in the end of the day, you know, you could say, or maybe in other things, right? Odafka b'chaf dalid avos nezikin de tachas nesina yishalem kesef gzereshava gemura hilinin tashlumim. Alzem etarzo betosa shaper diafinim eved ivri v'la bebinyanav ala begili milso bialma that shava kesef is bechlal mashmos hu adim bekidushin v'knias karka. I mean, what does he mean? He's talking about exactly the categories that we're talking about, right? You could have said, this he's not even relating to at all, that Kesef is Midin Shava Kesef. Right? And then that's one extreme. And then what he thinks is the Gili Milsa for Tosis is the conversion idea that we spoke of yesterday. I think he's right about that in the Maskan of Tosis, which is The real din is that Shava Kesef is Bechlau Kesef. Meaning not that Shava Kesef works, and not that Kesef is Shava Kesef, but that Shava Kesef converts to Kesef. So even though it's Gzeres HaKasuv, Shava Kesef is that. But what you never would say, he says, is that either Kesef is Shava Kesef, that he doesn't say, or that Shava Kesef is effective equally to Kesef. That you would never say in Kiddushin. Right? So that's how he explains also later on. He says, Ein lehekdesh shel mekom v'shaito is when you want to do conversion from Shava Kesef to Kesef. But the Kesef doesn't need conversion because, I mean, the actual Madveya, because that's the Gzeres HaKasuv from Moshe Rabbeinu. Again, you don't have to say these things. I'm telling you this is what he ends up thinking and saying. Did you want to add something to that? Or do we agree?
No.
No, we don't agree?
We do.
Okay. I don't want to push you into it.
I'm not even kidding. I agree with
you. Ah, come on. Okay. So this is very interesting, again, in highlighting some of the things that we were talking about. Yeah?
He's saying what not to say, or what he thinks is the read of Tosus?
His read of Tosus is that the whole Shaka Vatari of Tosus never was that Misvara, we would say, that Shava Kesef works as Shava Kesef in addition to Kesef, or that Kesef is Shava Kesef. That part he's not even bothering with. Right? It's only that even in the Havamina, what they were looking for, when Tosa says, oh, why not just say Misvara, Shava Kesef Kekesef? He said, they didn't mean Shava Kesef works. They meant Shava Kesef Al-Pidin is Bechlal Kesef, it converts. But then Tosa said, oh, but it can't be, because otherwise why do we need Gzeres HaKasuv for Eved Ivri? And then the Tosa answers, yeah, if the Gzeres HaKasuv for Eved Ivri is the source, that Shava Kesef is Bechlal Kesef. But not in the Hava Mina, according to Pnei Yeshua, neither in the Hava Mina nor in the Maskana did Tosas ever consider the possibility that Shava Kesef will work in its own right. It's only going to work because of the conversion idea. That's not true for other Rishonim at all. Right? I mean, there are some Rishonim who simply say that Shava Kesef, I mean, again, take the Marsha, that's a great, Marsha says, why didn't Tosas just say Labriot? Now, why didn't you say Labriot? Marsha's basically saying, what do you need the cold conversion theory for? Right? Why not just go back to the original idea, but not the way, against the way, say Shava Kesef works in Kiddusha Misvara. You need Ribuyim for Eved Ivri, you need Ribuyim for Nezikin. Yeah, local obstacles. Or I would have said it in a different way. What I've been trying to suggest is, right, that maybe those obstacles, instead of looking at those, again, I agree, Tosas, the Ritva, the language of the Ramban and the Rajba, when they try to explain, you know, what's different about Metav, what's different about Bal Korcha, you know, certainly Shema Yitame Ben Anachrim, right? Yitameh Ben Anachrim. For them, these are all tweaks and adjustments, and Yado Al Yonos, right? What I've been trying to suggest all along is that no, the fact that there's a din meitav, the fact that some things are bal korcha, and so on and so forth, these are elements that highlight that in some cases we're dealing with a formal din of kesef, as opposed to a more pragmatic quid pro quo kind of thing of shovi. Right? But for other Rishonim and for the Marsha, that's basically the how they're saying, well, the Havamin of Tosis was Svar B'Alma, right? Now the question is, what's the Maskana? So again, even in the Ritzui part, so that's where we get to the interesting two versions in Chachmei Svara, meaning what the Avnei Miluim picked up on and what seems to be the Ramban and the Meiri and certain Lishonos and the Rishonim is that the Ritzui versus Bal Karkach is a condition in the conversion. But it's still a din kesef. And what I would suggest is that for the Ran, for the Rajba, for the Ritva, very possibly the real idea is that the categories are defined in terms of Ritzui and Bal Karkach, because that in turn dictates whether or not we're dealing with a kind of pidyon halacha, or an undoing, like an unraveling of the mamonis. And that's what's koveya, whether the conversion of shava kesef kekesef, maybe that, right? Or maybe just whether the category really isn't shava kesef. Now just give me one more second. And just to highlight it the other way, I'm just going to read this inside in a minute anyway, the Ksos, that the Ksos's comment about, what is it, Bate Arichoma, right, where he says that in Bate Arichoma, you know, it's the easiest because the Torah doesn't even say Kesef, right? And this goes back, just to contrast it, to the Rishonim's question, the Chachmei Sfarad question from Daf Kesem and Aleph. On Chesem and Aleph, the Gemara seems to say that Kinyan Eved Ivri, right, requires Exeris HaKasuv and wouldn't work otherwise Bishava Kesef. Correct? So the Ramban says, well, how does that work in with this beautiful theory that I have about the difference between Kinyan Beritzui and Giron Bal Korcha? Because this is part of the Kinyan Beritzui part. So the Ramban gives two answers to that question. Right? One is, anybody have language just open? It's L'Ravcha de Milsa, meaning it's not to be taken seriously. It's a misleading Gemara. Well, we have a better answer, but we were too tired, too exhausted, you know, to write it. Right? And something like that. I'm being a little whatever. Inami, because of the special emphasis on the language. Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, that's a fun. But he says because there's a rebuy of Kesef, Dafka, you would have thought you need Kesef Dafka, where is it?
Yeah. You read both just for a second. Not just for the giro. Here it's more of an emphasis, correct?
Yeah.
So again, what is that? I mean, stam gzeres hakasuv, or this is the whole point, that this is a kesef category, not a shovi category, or it's a pidyon din. I would have said, if you asked me this question, I would have said, again, again, if you think that the question of ritsui and so on is a din in the conversion of shava kesef into kesef, then it's really a serious question. Because you need that, you know, baratzon. If that works baratzon, it doesn't work bal korcha. But if we're dealing with the categories like we discussed yesterday and it answers all these other questions, right? Namely, is this a category of bal korcha or a category of ritsui? Namely, is it a pidyon or is it a kinyan? You know, is it about the money itself? It's that kind of a thing. So what I might have said was, the Giraon of Eved Ivri maybe reflects the Kinyan of Eved Ivri. Right? The reason that there's the need for Pidyon in Eved Ivri is because the Kinyan Eved Ivri is a, again, I don't want to get into the question right now, which we did discuss, those who were here last year, and for a different reason a little bit, touched on it. Right, you know, the Gemara says that, you know, Eved Ivri, you know, whether it's engufo konui or not, when the Gemara talks about whether, you know, the chila alone, you know, works for everybody, the Gemara on Yadalit. But what I mean to say is that maybe that's built into the second answer, meaning maybe what the Ramban is saying is that the emphasis on kasef isn't just exeris hakasuv, but it also isn't totally unrelated to the giron bal korchach either, meaning kinyan and the matir of Eved Ivri have to be bederech kesef, because it isn't just about selling your maase adayim. Even in Eved Ivri, never mind something like Eved Knan. So that, again, on the other hand, so that's one. That's where you have kesef tremendously accentuated. Right? And the other side of it, you have things like, you know, Bate Arechoma, one second, where the Ksos says, you know, the problem of This is the Ksosis issue, right? The problem of Nesina Balkarchach Shma Nesina not applying, he says, okay, good. Let's assume for the moment Nesina Baklokas, whether Nesina Balkarchach Shma Nesina. And it's complicated, right? When you're going to apply it, when you're not going to apply it. Is it a Safek? Maybe it's when you need a Kabbalah. It's not enough, only when you need a Nesina. But that Ksos touches on some of the big issues. Fine. Let's assume for the moment Nesina Balkarchach Shma Nesina. Right, this is the Maritz Safek. Now the question is, what about Shava Kesef al Yedei Nesina Balkarka? Right? So number one, I was saying the other day, yeah, this is all if you hold that the Chachmei Sfarad are focusing on the conversion. Fine. If you hold it's the category, then it's a whole different story. Fine. But what he's trying to explain is, how come in Batei Arichoma, right, Shava Kesef is going to work seemingly even though Nesina Balkarchach Shema Nesina. I mean, if it's Balkarchach and it's conversion, so he says, don't ask me from Batei Arichoma of all places. I'm going to read little parts of this anyway because there are some interesting things here. Right, don't ask me from there because, one second, yeah. Umashin the stopik marit bin the sina balkorcha b'shava kesef gabe bate arichoma, hine achar ha'ilim laniyastaiti nira de bate arichoma vade mahanin the sina balkorcha b'shava kesef. Even if it doesn't work at other things, the lo omru shava kesef eno kekesef el hechid chsiv kesef. Of a bate arichoma lo chsiv kesef, in kein mali kesef o shava kesef. So what I'm trying to say is that the Ramban's line about Eved Ivri's Kinyan and the Ksos's line about Batei Arichoma, right, are the two poles here. Because basically what he's saying is that in Batei Arichoma, there's never was a din of Kesef. You don't even really need to say Shava Kesef Kekesef in the sense of the, call it the Pnei Yeshua, or the conversion. You don't even need the conversion theory. That's the whole point. All you need to say is the category Batei Arichoma is about value. It's Kesef is Shava Kesef. If Kesef is Shava Kesef, there's no issue of Balkarcha or not Balkarcha. Similarly, just one more second. So, in a way, right, that's also what the... Oh, we'll get to it in a second. That's also what the Ritva is saying in his third hand. I'll read it inside in a second. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm just wondering, maybe that Rebbe's understanding the Ramban to work out what he does, so that he thinks the Kenyan are good for the Eved, the Kenyan is there.
Could be. I mean, and that's his way of saying that the Kenyan and the Giron are... Again, I would have been happier if the Ramban had said that the Kenyan and the Giron parts are really two sides of the same coin, which, you know, he makes it sound like they're two different things. But if you ask me in terms of the objective evidence, I think that's a better answer. It's a unified theory about Eved. And if there is an aspect of Kinyan Isser, you know, in terms of Shivcha, and as you say, that big machlokas Rishonim, maybe not regarding Mechila, you know, how it affects the Mechila. But okay, I think that that's the point. Miri also, as we noted yesterday, says that, you know, there's a difference between the Torah says kesef and when the Torah has a hekesh of kesef. That was the Meiri's second answer, right? So again, what's the difference in the end of the day? You need kesef. You know, here it says kesef. You know, there it's a kicha, kesef. And in Batei Arichoma it doesn't say kesef. And in Eved Ivri it says, you know, excessive kesef. Like, what's the difference? So you could just say it's all Gzeres HaKasuks, and it's all Yodam al Yonas, Yodam al Tavtonas. And absolutely, some of the Mepharshim are absolutely saying that, including some of the ones I prefer didn't say that. But if you look at the evidence, right, a cleaner, I guess a neater, more elegant way, a more consistent way to explain all this would be, and we certainly have the paradigms of it, that is exactly the point. The question is, Shava Kesef Kekesef means everything is Shava Kesef? Shava Kesef Kekesef means conversion? Of something that, you know, is kind of iffy? right? Or shava kesef. Kesef means, you know, go, or kesef in some cases, the category. It's the category pidgin. Yeah?
So how are we interpreting the Ramban ultimately that kiven denichulu b'shava kesef b'kesef hari shneim shavim as well?
Denichale, I'm saying? Well, that's, I think that the Ramban is, it's, again, the Ramban does, unlike the Meiri, let's say it this way, unlike the Meiri who doesn't even quote Meitav and makes the, and makes it clear that the Nezikin issue is a Balkarcha issue, right? That's one extreme. Unlike the Rajba, the Ritva, the Ran, who only quote Meitav in the context of Nezikin, the Ramban has a bit of an ambiguous formulation, right, in which he talks about Meitav Balkarcha, right? So it's hard to know, you know, how to take that, but it does sound to me like the Ramban is like the Avnei Miluy, namely that what he's saying is that this is a conversion idea, that Shava Kesef is. Do you have the line?
That's in virtue of the Nichale?
Yes. That Nichale, in other words, that Ritsui is, Shava Kesef is an iffy borderline Hagdara of Kesef, and that Nichale isn't just Smichus Das in the Kinyan or the Chalosa Kinyan, but that the Nichale here is what puts it over the top, what qualifies it as Shava Kesef.
But certainly the concrete act of Nichale is his consent to be Mikado of the Shava Kesef.
What do you mean Mikado?
The expression of the Nichale is
her accepting the Shava Kesef.
That's what I just said. That's how we're interpreting it.
Yeah. I think the Ramban, in other words, I think for the Meiri and the Ramban, the Avnei Miluim is correct. And for the Rajba, the Ritva, the Ran, I think it's the category.
It seems very strange then, because in a classic case of a Kenyan Kesef,
yeah,
right, it could be that the person gives a Kuka,
right,
and then they're going to be Shalim, and the rest of the Mo is at a later point in time.
Okay, that's Tchilas Piron. That's Tchilas Piron.
Right, but there never is.
Or Skifas Milva, Ben Gantaz and the Sman, really the Rishonim who right. said it originally, but yeah.
But I mean, so does the merchant, does the purchaser have the right to.
No, but that's real Kesef.
The first Matea?
Yeah. Yeah. Unless it's a case where Shavu Kesef is Kesef. I'm not sure what you're asking.
I mean,
what case
some,
are you asking about?
Some proactive ritually on the acceptance of Shavu Kesef.
To make it kesef, and then it's treated like, where it works, then it's treated like any coin.
Could it be the Ramban has something else in mind?
That
the way Kenyan kesef works is that you're exchanging the kesef for shavius, the definition of Kenyan kesef.
Well, I don't think...
So it's not that he's like consenting to mekabel shava kesef, but it's the nature of the transaction is that you're recognizing Kesef as commutable with value.
So you mean every Kesef is a Shava Kesef? Or every Kesef is a Ben?
That's what the Kenyan Kesef is doing.
Every Kesef is barter?
Not that it's barter, but I mean, the way a Kenyan Kesef works is to exchange coinage for value.
Right, but this isn't coinage. Shava Kesef isn't coinage unless you turn it into the equivalent of coinage. Or you extend the notion of coinage. I don't think that there's evidence that the Ramban is more barteresque than anyone else.
It's not barteresque. I think it's just asking about the function of Kesef.
The function of Kesef is a symbol. Again, it's hard to know what the Ramban holds about Piron.
In Piron, you might say there's nothing to do with, there's no correlation between the Kesef and Shava Kesef.
Right? In Piron? There is, because it still has buying value.
It's simply a redemption of the Eved.
It has buying value, and maybe even more efficient buying value than.
Well, we never speak of avdos as shavu kesef. Right?
What do you mean avdos?
When the Ramban talks about as piron for his labor and piron kesef.
Right.
So there's never an exchange of kesef for shavu.
Well, the whole point we're trying to make is that the. I mean, does the Ramban think that giron? You're asking. Does the Ramban? This is a totally different issue now. That is giron a pidgin? You're asking.
Well, the Ramban. Says that.
He doesn't say that one word.
Not.
No, I mean that the language of the Gemara uses language sometimes. Giron is pidyon. I mean it more in a conceptual way, meaning it's a.
Either way you want to spin it. Ramban's distinction is between Kenyan,
yeah,
Kenyan Kesef, and Piron, the Kesef.
No.
Yeah.
No. He's not. I mean, he's just saying Shava Kesef is Kesef when there's Ritzui. You're not saying anything about...
Okay, Ramban never uses the term Ritzui.
Kenyan, Midas.
No.
Kenyan Denichalei. No?
Kenyan Makne.
Yeah.
Kivan Denichalu Bishava Kesef.
Yeah. Okay.
Right, so I'm saying that the Nichalu here means is a characterization of the transaction. That's how
I think it's a characterization of accepting Shava Kesef for the Kesef. It's again, if you want to make it into it's a das-oriented transaction, then you're taking it back to what I think is the Rajba and the Ritva and the Ram. Are you talking about the institution of this Kenyan, or are you talking about the particular agreement to accept?
The institution of the Kenyan.
Right, I don't think the Ramban is saying that. I think the Ramban, like the Meiri, is speaking about conversion. Although I can't be certain, again, it's what I said before about Meta, but I think the word Nicha in the Ramban is about the Shava Kesef Kekesef, not about the Kenyan. If he does hold that way, then it's like the Rajba, the Ran, and the Ritva. That's okay. I just don't, in language, I just don't think it reads that way.
Yes, the Ramban's distinction that he actually makes is between
Kenyan and Giron Balkorcha.
Kesef Bekenyan and Piron.
No, Kesef Bekenyan and something that is Balkorcha.
He says, Shabbatul Malkum Shinemar Kesef Bekenyan Shabbat Kesef Bekenyan.
Because Nichale.
So you need a Kiddush.
No, Giron it should be. It should be Giron. That's, he's talking about Evad Ivri. He's contrasting it to Giron Evad Ivri Balkorcha, which is Lo Nichale.
Which he characterizes as a Piron.
Read the whole sentence.
The relevant distinction is not between Balkorcha or Nichale.
I think that is this, with regard to whether Shabbat Kesef is Kekesef. Okay. Let's talk about one more shita, that's the Ritva. And that's I want to talk about the two things in the Ritva. First of all, the other shita that he proposes. Yaakov, you saw it? What? Say again? That's the first one. That's Ramban. What? There's another day in the Ritva. Also, very mechudash. That's the one the Ramban has, right? And then he just says that one would apply... Second. We have it. Acherim Tirtzu. Everybody have that? Yeah, go ahead. Shmuel?
I mean, I just asked a question. Doesn't the Ritva also mention Balkorcha buying Nezikin?
Who? We'll get to it in a second. We'll read the language in just a second. We'll see. But I'm not up to that point of it yet. Acherim Tirtzu. Kivin Debev Ivri, go ahead, you have it? Yeah. So what does that mean?
So
now he's doing a whole elaborate thing, but again, just... Yeah. Knanis and Shifra Knanis is to Isha. Okay, so again, you can get kind of lost in all this, but the bigger take, like the first day of the Ramban and the first day that the Ritva also speaks about, and again, remember, he was willing to say that Kiddushin's standards are so high that even if Eved Ivri's Giron, right, is works with Shava Kesef, it doesn't mean that Kiddusha Isha does. Right. So the next piece is basically to say, again, this is not, Shava Kesef's Kekesef, the category is Shava Kesef, or there's an across-the-board Shava Kesef, Kekesef conversion. He's not saying anything like that. He's saying that there's a chiddush here, you know, that Shava Kesef, it's a special din in Shifcha Knanis, Eved Ivri, and Isha. Okay, keep going, just one second. Hodeh Gamrinim de Gemara, But this is also quite interesting, we'll see. The Eved Knani Nikna Bekesef Ushtar Me Eved Ivri. Velo Gamrina Mikarkos. Go ahead. Okay, good. That part's okay. We came into Cain. Okay, this is really quite fascinating. Now again, you understand that Shifcha Knanis, right, is a Kinyan Aguf and a Kinyan Iser, right? And therefore it's very suggestive. Keep going. So Miu, they no, says don't get too carried away. Yeah. Meaning, once you're opening up a connection to Shifcha Knanis, but is that another way of saying, this is just... No, he's saying it's a Kinyan Aguf, it's a Kinyan Iser, just a, not that kind of Kinyan Aguf and a Kinyan Iser. Right? Keep going. Ah, sounds like the Pnei Yeshua, right? Yuluya Milsa, yeah. Ah. So, yeah, so what is he saying? If Shavak, this is very important also, what's he saying here? Don't think that what I'm telling you based on this special limud is what? Is what? Micha. That Shavak Kesef works. Because if there was that Shavak Kesef works, then it wouldn't be enough to learn it La La Mi Isha, because we don't learn other things from La La Mi Isha. But what we're really teaching is the conversion idea, namely that Shava Kesef is Kesef, Al Pidin, even in something as formalistic as a Kinyan Iser. And therefore, and that's the language even, right? It's Gili Milsa, the Shava Kesef, the Chlal Kesef, Laha Mias Tahanik Zar Shava, Avalo Lemelech Minot Kinyan Gamor, right? Lechatchila. Go ahead. Behind you, Tarchinan. Because you couldn't learn Kinyan Kesef from Shifcha Knanis. You can only learn the Hagdara of what's Nichlal the Kinyan Kesef from that. Very important. The Gamze Eina Mechubar, he doesn't like it. Okay, go ahead. Right. Okay, interesting in general about this relationship, but let's table that for now. Go ahead. Banachon. So now it might be that it's harder to know here. Right, what is this? Is this the conversion, or is this more Shava Kesef works? Sounds like it might be that. Okay, go ahead. Degabin Ezekin. Ah. So again, unfortunately for... I would have preferred to say, as I said, that, you know, that Meitav is not a din of Yadu Al Yona. It's more than that. It shows that the dollars and the cents that the, you know, the avdus or the in the case of Eved, or the, you know, the loss, the quid pro quo isn't quite the only thing operating here. There's more than that. Unless that's what he means. But the expression that he uses is Yadu Al Yona, just as some other Rishonim use the expression that, oh, like maybe Kesef would be the Meitav, you know, of Metaltalin. Right? So they're not saying, oh, we see from Meitav it's a tachlif kind of a din, and so on. Okay. Keep going. Yeah, okay. I mean, the Yotze Bakorcha Sholado. Okay. But again, he's not talking about... the Yotze Bakorcha Sholado. Gabi Yoron Kesed Eved Ivri, he's talking about now. Right? Now, the Hava Mita Kivin Shua Dain Toch Zmano... Yes. Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, good, fine. Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. So meaning, or maybe, if the, Or maybe if there would be Ratzon, it would be fine, but without the specific Ratzon for that, the category's missing. But it could be. I hear that. Yeah.
Okay,
I mean, unlike the Rajman the Ran, he has a reference to Bal Korba. Correct. Litrach v'zoven, right. So again, these sound like they're quantitative. Because again, even the example, which isn't so pashut, by the way, if the lova wants to volunteer pay, he can't push Shava Kasef. It sounds that way in the Gemara and sounds that way in the Shulchan Aruch, because they paskin like that, but not everybody agrees. Right, the Chiyuv, obviously, is not different. It's a Yadu al Yona, Yadu al Tachtona thing. Can I go ahead? And here's a clear. The Chas Rachmana Le, go ahead. The Le. Yeah. So again, these are, if you wanted to just conceptualize these factors, it would be very easy to say what we're saying. He's not going that far. He's seeing it more in terms of Yadam Aliyonov. And same true with the next group, which again, I think are just ripe for the picking, but he doesn't do it. The Gabi Pidgin Aben, the Erechin, the Ekdeshos. So again, I would have said, they're Kiddushim, Ein Lembem El Chidusham, right? Rachmana Ukim Yad Hekdesh Vakoin Ala Yoda. I would have said, just don't put in the words Yadu Ala Yoda. Meaning it's a pigeon. It's a din Torah. It's not a quid pro quo. Okay? Daha Hashtabasa Ribuya Miet Mina Avadim Mushtaris Vakakos. So again, is that a Yadam al Yona thing too, or is that his way of saying, you know, don't push the Shava Kesef here, because like we said the other day, right, Karka is a category in Shava Kesef too, and that's one which sometimes echoes that we don't go that way. Okay, keep going. Abul Hacha. Now here, again, he's not talking about the Tashlum in here. Here he's talking about the category. Yeah. So maybe it's both Dinim. So the line of Mali Kesef, Mali Shava Kesef, I think is a terrific line. And that's the line that the Ksos used when he talked about Bati Arechoma. Because there's no category of Kesef. Right? So here it sounds like what he's saying is not that necessarily the conversion idea, which is Shava Kesef is Kekesef. No, you're giving a Dabar Chashuv. Right,
so... Maybe that's like hinting towards like getting into Chaloshim Kesef?
I don't think so, because otherwise why would you say Mali Mali?
I mean, we're both getting to Shem Kesef.
No, I think that it's... You don't have to give Kesef, you have to give value. You can't take a Shuvah Darai, I'm just giving you my instinctive reading is the other way. That Mali Kesef, Mali Shava Kesef, is a way of saying this isn't conversion. It's the real category that works, or the category that works here under these conditions is Shava Kesef. Okay? Aval Bekinyanisha, just the last line, Vesada Pshita Milsa, the Kesef, is Shava Kesef, Shavin Hain. That's different than saying Shava Kesef is Bechlal Kesef. Right? Vizudas, that's how he's reading the Ramban. Again, everybody's reading their thing into the Ramban. Okay. So this is these are the different shitos. If you look at the Talmud of Rashi, by the way, in the Kamoit, page 10, column 1, you have a very strong, like the Meiri, possibly the Ramban, statement of that it's a din in Shava Kesef Kekesef. If you look at the shitas Kadmonim on page 15, column 2, I think you have a pretty strong formulation that it's about the institution of Ishus rather than the acceptance by the Isha of Shava Kesef Kekesef. Anybody have that line, these lines? 10.2 and 15.10.1. Talmud Raj, I'm sorry, 10.1. No, it's not 10.1. I got it wrong. 15.2 is Shitas Kadmonim. Anybody have it? No? Well, I think I bought it. Here, 15.2, Shitas Kadmonim. The Eishel Taritz, Komokom Shinema Kesef Gabe Kinyan, Shava Kesef Bechlau. The Gabe Giron Kesef, De Avad, Bal Korko, De Rabo, Itzrich Lerbuye, Shava Kesef. He's talking about the, not the Kabbalah. That's one. What was the other one I said? 16. Yeah. That's 16, column 1. Bishlo Begabin Zoguva. Yesha Tarts, Kivin the Kedushin Bedas, the Issa Talia Milsa, Kalecha, the Ihi Mitzratzis, the Kedushin Shavakesef, Dina Kekesef. Oh, unless again, I'm not going to take it back. Kalecha, the Ihi Mitzratzis, the Kedushin Shavakesef, Dino. If she wants, does it mean she's interested in being Miskadeshes, or does it mean that she's interested in this particular Kesef Kedushin? I take it back. I'm not really sure about that. Okay, so that is that's as far as the Rishonim are concerned. Let me just talk about the Ksos for another minute. No, before we get to the Ksos, let me just mention the Rambam, and then maybe if I have a chance, I'll do a little survey in the Rambam. There's one very tamua psak in the Rambam, and it's really based on the Yerushalmi. Anybody know? Anybody have a chance to look up? Anybody? The Rambam paskins in the case of Eved Ivri, Shenikna La'akum, that the Giron does not work with Shava Kesef. Here. The Rambam in Hilchos Avadim Peripes Alachachas. Again, it's worthwhile just going through the Rambam just to see where he quotes Shava Kesef, where he only mentions Kesef, how he mentions it. But I just don't want to do the whole survey right now. Let's suffice with one just to show you there are some issues here. Echad amocher tatzma bein Yisrael bein legoy. Echad asher machru bezdin. Harizim begareya pidyon. You know what? Okay. Just to... Earlier, in Perek Beis, the Rambam says, Eved ivri shemachru bezdin v'hamocher atzmo nikne bekesef u'bishava kesef u'bishtar. That's what I'm looking at. Like, does the Rambam always mention shava kesef or not? Right? So here he says, Nikna Bekesef u Bishava Kesef, referring to his being acquired. Okay? That's the Gemara in Chesam and Aleph. But then when it comes to Giron, the Rambam says, Echad Amocher Atzmo Bein Yisrael Bein Legoy, Echad Shemachru Bezdin, Erezim Megarei Pidyon Viyotze. Right? He can be Poda himself. Ketzad, Harei Shemachru Bishishim Dinar, V'Avad Dalad Shanim. Okay, I'm skipping a little bit. Hareze megareya arba dina mechal shana she'ava v'nosen anishar kesef o shava kesef v'yotze. V'cheina nimkar legoi mechashev adam lefi ha'shanim anishar osad shnas ha'yovel shenemar v'chishavim koneu. Right? Ketzad da-da-da-da-da. Right? Goreim en adamim meshev hashar kesef lo tvu v'lo kelim shenemar kesef mem karo. The kesef who nigal biad hagai, the eno nigal b'shava kesef. So the famous Shitas Rambam, basically the Rambam saying that shava kesef kekesef works in kinyan eved, it works in giraon eved me adon Yisrael, but it does not work me adon nachri. And the Lecha Mishnah, based on Yerushalmi, they correctly point out. If you look at the Kesef Mishnah, he quotes Yerushalmi, right? Ubi Yerushalmi, Parakam de Kedushin, Haya Kesef Mem Karo, Bekesef Unigo Vein Unigo Lo, Betvu Velo Bekelim, Bekol Atar, says Yerushalmi, At Ovid Shava Kesef Kekesef. Behacha Lace At Ovid Shava Kesef Kekesef. Question. Omra Baba, Mori Shanihi, Shashana Alava Kasuv, Kesef. Some special din. The Lecha Mishnah just points out that it's very, very challenging because the pasuk mikesef miknaso, etc., is also written by ownership of a non-Jew. So why kesef miknaso is interpreted as referring to Jews and kesef memkaro to non-Jews? Right, divra beinu batmiim. It's against the Bavli, the Perakaba, the Kiddushin Davches, the Plukta, the Rabbi of Rabbi Yosef, the Shirai, we'll get to it. Mikesef, Mignasa, Mikesef, Unikna, Vena, Nikna, Betu, Vakelem, Amru, Haitu, Vakelem, Echadami, and they end up saying that it does work, Yashiv Gulasa, the Rabbi, Shavakesef, Kikesef. Elav, the Islay, Shavak, Pruta, the Kivin, the Lokaitzi, Lo, Tiritz, Rabba, and so on. So it sounds like the Bavli is against, and that's talking about a guy. Vim kein ech kasa rabbeinu, the be'evidi ha'nimcha nimcha l'goy enu nifta b'shava kasef, al nimcha l'Yisrael ava b'shava kasef. The ha, b'gamara l'mash mahachi k'di kasef, nevod minal l'chalek, the kra, the yashiv, the mar b'shava kasef, b'nimcha l'goy k'siv. V'chein kasef memkaro, u'mi kasef miknaso. Then he points out that the Smag partly asks this, but the Smag quotes the wrong pasuk. It's a whole discussion. Okay, so what do you do with all this? Right, it's very, very tamua. Again, the Peter Shua has a piece on this also. He says, "Oh, maybe we should be mechalek between a guy who sells himself and he's nimkar liyovel, right? Or let's say he initially sold himself just for X amount of years, but he wants to get out." Before that period of time. Now, it's either way, it's a giron, but if I sell myself till Yovel, then maybe the Rishalmi Rambam are right, or that's what the Rishalmi and Rambam are talking about. If I sell myself for less, a more restricted service, so maybe the giron, in that case, that's what the Bavli's right. What? How come? Either way, what I think they're struggling to say, whatever the right answer is, that's one answer. The other answer he suggests is, maybe it depends whether he was nimkar b'shava kasef, or then he could even be a giron b'shava kasef, even for the non-Jew, as opposed to if he was nimkar b'kasef, then only k'neged Yisrael can he be, giron-owned through shava kasef, but otherwise not. Anyways, it's very challenging. Either way, it's an important piece because we don't say Shava Kesef Kikesef. Okay, then we don't say Shava Kesef in things like Meiser Sheni because you need, that's a din of Tzura, Madbeya, right? That's a little bit different. But, so once again, if you want to say, it's a Xeris HaKasef, it's a Ribui, the whole idea of Shava Kesef Kikesef in the Chavolah Chidushar, maybe it only applies to Achenu B'nei Yisrael, fine. But I think another way to look at this is to say that, especially if you want to make the schiluk between Leovel, and less, is to say that what's going on here is, again, to what extent at all, we're talking about, what's the degree of matir and pidyon that we're talking about here? Okay. Either way, this becomes a very important issue. And then finally, just to talk about the Ksos for a couple of minutes. The Ksos makes several important distinctions, as we discussed. Number one, I mentioned Bati Arichoma. He has a huge discussion about this Tanai case, right? The Marit case. And then he wants to convert it into Shava Kesef. So he goes on to say that whatever Shita you hold, right, by, if you hold Shava Kesef as Kesef B'nichale, right, or Beritsui, which I'm saying is the same thing. So what position are you going to take about it tonight? Right? So he says, it could be that even if you hold Shava Kesef is Lav Kekesef, Tanai just depends on Loshem B'nei Adam, and that would be more flexible. It also could be that even if you hold when there is ritsui, or that you don't need ritsui for shava kasef kekasef, or that only when there is ritsui, do you say shava kasef kekasef? Maybe when it comes to a tnai, right, which depends on the hagdara of kasef, as opposed to the effectiveness of kasef, maybe that's different. 1 second. Here, let me just read you the line. Masha nestapik marit betnai, amenasha titni masayim zuzo she'etein masayim, ihava kamo kasef, bezen nir de'ein zedom elahach shakasavnu. Heich de merutza yavah shava kasef kekasef loy bal karka. Ein zela bekasef dekra. Heich de ika ribui l'rabba shava kasef, omi daito, dein tzarech ribui l'shava kasef. It's interesting how he's equating shava kasef kekasef based on ritsui and shava kasef kekasef based on gzeres hakasu. In my opinion, you could have been mechalik between those two things too, based on everything that we've been saying, right? Avaloshim bnei adam imu kesef dafka ukishamasna almanasha titni masayim zuz avaloshim bnei adam rak zuzei mamish imkain ena moel shava kesef the inbil shom bnei adam kisha masna havale bechlal shava kesef imkain vade mahani kiyum atzanai b'shava kesef even according to the other view avalein zem meinyan kesef torah demar bi torah shava kesef kekesef avaloshim torah lechud l'shom bnei adam lechud v'chein tzarech kakira b'l'shom bnei adam b'zeh. Then he goes on to suggest other chilukim, like, based on the Ran and Shavuos, Adayanim, when betava bedinar shava ka'amar. Right? But monastam is dafka ka'amar velo shava. Or gabe no sein mona dafka ka'amar, avol toveya shava ka'amar. So are all, I'm just trying to point out that all these chilukim, right, what is considered to be, when is shava kesef kekesef, when not? Then he goes on to discuss the Gemara in Gittin about itztala. Is there a difference between shava kesef kekesef and shava kli? Kekli? And that in two senses. If you have either a tnai or a kinyan or whatever it is, with a cheftza, right? How easy is it to substitute either money or another kli, right? The mino or something else. So he has long discussions about that. Tries to bring a raya, by the way, from the Yerushalmi that Tosis quotes in Bava Kama Yud Aleph, the one that we mentioned in the beginning of the topic. Ain shaman the ganafel gazlam? Oh, that could be a raya for all these things. I don't think so. Because again, the din of tashlume gzela might be a special halacha based on kinyan gzela, the things that we already spoke about. But this is what he's discussing. What will you say with a gili milsa? Do you need a separate gili milsa to teach you that shava kli is kikli? Or is that the same issue as shava, right? Kesef kekesef. Is it better? Is it worse? Okay. So these are all sveikos. And whether substituting, I'd say, be'en or substituting shava kasef, these are all different sveikos that he has. I just don't want to go through all of them. But he also has this discussion. If you hold that shava kasef kekesef is based on ritsui or nicha, does that mean that you can't allow it balkarka, or that you need ritsui to push it over the top? Right? The Pnei Yoshua asks a question, right, according to the Rishonim, who say that you need ritsui. So what about Kidsha Balayla? Or Al Yidei Shliach? So the Ksav says, after the lav dafka nisratzes, ela filo heched deleka ritsui nami svar de shava kasef kekesef. Of course, again, this only makes sense according to his view that this is all in the conversion. Ela kishemicha omer ni rotze b'shava kasef b'zeu de tzarech ribui. That explains erchin. Erchin nami nicha kim deleka mecha. Right, erchin is not tashlumin beritsui necessarily, because the mekabel is you know hektish. Doesn't have a choice, doesn't. But Erechin is not Balkorcha either. kim de leke mecha amina mesfarish shav kasa kakasa. Benicha bezed lo tikshe kushas ha peyoshua al deri arajba shakasa bekedushin shav kasa kakasa hu al pi ritzui imkain kitcha balai lo yidei shliach hechem hani shav kasa. Well, if you match a kasafti, it's fine because afagav de leke ritzui kol hecha de leke mecha, that's good too. Okay. Then he says there's also a difference between an umdana that you wouldn't want to torpedo an existing deal because you can't live up to the, let's say you made a tanai and the tanai was very specific and you can't say shava kesef kekesef or shava kli kekli. He says there still might be a din that there's an umdana demuchach about saving the deal. The umdana is that you wouldn't want to be makbid or that you would allow for something else, even if that isn't midin, shava kasef kekasef, or shava kli kekli. Which dinim depends simply on umdin das adam that he would allow a change, as opposed to a kiyum tashlumim or a hagdara that the real category is shava kasef, or the din that shava kasef al pidin is kasef. So all of these are different strategies that the Xos uses to be miyashev stiros between different sugyas and shava kasef. Okay, let's turn now to psulei edus drabana. Psulei edus, sorry. I'm sorry, surya no. Sorry. Talk about psulei edus too. So, till now we've been talking about. I'm going to take a step back. I want to talk about Isur Hanah for a minute, and then I want to talk about Hanah, Isur Hanah afterwards. So the issue of Hanah is a parallel topic to Shava Kasef, obviously. It could be more Kal, could be more Chamor, but it's certainly parallel. So we know that Kiddushin works the Hanah, right? Gemara's later on, Rekod Lefanai, Amanas Shadaber Alayich, Leshilton, Adam Chashuv, assuming that the Kiddushin is with the Hana, which most Rishonim think. So, Hana is effective. And Avram read the other day the language of the Ritva, which he repeats a few times because he's very into it, namely, Hana is Chashuva Kekesa. So just like there's a question of Shava Kesef, you know, and its relationship to Kesef, you know, what about Hana? But of course, Hana is both better and worse, right? It's physical, Hana, right? So it's not a commodity as a Cheftza in the same obvious way that a Shava Kesef is. In that sense, it seems more amorphous. On the other hand, it's not. It could be that it's an ultimate form of, you know, of erech. So, is it better? Is it worse? So, the questions are parallel. In other words, you could have just said, well, if you say the category in kiddushin or in kiddushin kesef is really shava kesef or erech. So it's going to be much easier, obviously, to say that, and especially if that erech, this gets us to the next question too, is hanos agavra, or erech lagavra. So saying that hana is effective, it's pretty easy to say. If, on the other hand, you say that the reason shava kesef is kesef in kiddushin or anything else, right, is not because the category is shava kesef, but it's because, despite the fact, right, that shava kesef erech wouldn't be enough, shava kesef becomes, right, kesef. That's the idea, the conversion idea. So then the question of converting hana, you know, as opposed to converting shava kesef, these are different values, right, different. Hana, is that a convertible hana? Is that a convertible category too? Moreover, What would you say in situations where the Hana came in different ways? In other words, if all we care about is a certain level of Shovi or Hanas Hagavra, mostly we really shouldn't care about any other, I'll call it for the moment, distractions. Right? Namely, with the relationship between, you know, or the question of where the Hana, let's say, comes from. But if we're talking about converting Hana into Kiddushei Kesef, so just like there could be standards in Shava Kesef, there might be standards in Hana. So let's say you get Hana Sagavra without there being any Heftza connected at all with it. What does that even mean? Or let's say a particular Hana producer is, let's say, primarily something else. So in terms of its Ikar and Tafel, you know, it's true that it produces Hana for the Gavra, but that's not really, it's kind of Batel or Tafel to the Heftz of what it really is. Right. So something like Adabra Laich L'Shilton, right, or Rekod L'Fanai, which on the one hand doesn't seem to have a clear Heftza, but it's an undistracted, maybe it's Heftza Shalana, in the sense that it's nothing else, right? It is what it is. But let's say you have something which produces Hana as a Tafel, but it's primarily something else. Is that going to be a Hana that can turn into Kasef? The answer is not necessarily. Or, let's say you have something which is ba'kifin hana, but it's first something else. It's a maisa. It's a heftza. So this is a little bit helpful. We're going to have to chart this throughout the year, but as we move forward in the Masechta, but a little bit helpful maybe to the question that the Ravon, Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbeinu Ephraim dealt with. Michael, which was? What was the question? Did you see it? Josh?
Why do we need a special makar for Bia?
Why do we need a makar for Kiddushei Bia? Why not just say that there's Kiddushei Midin Kesef Hana? So what does Ravon say about that? Right, he starts off, Shema Mina, he talks about Adab Chashu. There's no heftza. There's just the Hanas Agavra out there, disembodied. Right? It doesn't have to be something that he gives him something from which he derives Hana. He straight delivers, you know, Hana, straight to the wherever that is in the brain, you know, the pleasure center. Mahakanami Amrinan. It's interesting that the Ravon actually does, and others, again, the Ritva doesn't seem to even need that, correct? For the Ritva, Hana is Kesef, or maybe Kesef is Hana, right? For the Ravon, at least the introduction of the question, if Shava Kesef is Kesef, then Hana is Kesef. The Shava Kesef, Kekesef.
Could the Rava just be Lishitasa that there's no Chilek between Kesef and Shava Kesef?
Say again?
Could the Rava just be Lishitasa that there is no Chilek between Kesef and Shava Kesef?
Maybe. You mean Mali Mali?
Yeah.
Could be. I'm just saying either way, structurally, it's interesting how he formulates it. You could have formulated it in different ways, as I said before, because it could be better, it could be worse, or it could be equal. Then comes Vikashale, Imkain Babiya Lamali Lamisne, Hari Nenis Minabiya Miskadeshis Bayana, Balamali Lafuke Biya Mikra. So first of all, I have to take severe umbrage with the question. Right, Avram, why?
The type of Biya that we want is not a Biya of Hana, we want a Biya as a relationship.
Yeah. We've already spent so much time trying to explain that the different Darkei HaKiddushin represent different motifs. Right, different dimensions in the Yishus itself. And it's not like we made that up. Right? The very fact that the Gemara considers And the Rambam, according to the Magid Mishnah, maybe in Paskin, that Bia Nisu and Osa, right, demonstrates that. And the very fact that Bia, right, also works for Chuppah, the only one. And again, you know, depending on how you, the Iska Shavayis Ladadi, the, if not for the Iska Shavayis Ladadi, $9 in Ksuvis, and what about the Bracha, if it isn't just, if the differences between Kiddushei Bia and the others are not merely technical, in terms of, you know, Erva, which is the Bracha, or Heinenedi Yichud for the Edikiyah, but they're more fundamental, and like the Rambam saying, oh, it's Mefurish Bakra, it's the Uber, the only time the Rambam ever speaks German, right? The Uber, the
he was
Uber.
Speaking Yiddish all the time, so he definitely got some German.
What?
He was speaking Yiddish all the time.
Yeah.
So he sure got some German.
The Uber Kiddushin, the Haut Kiddushin, right? So it's not like we made up this idea, right?
No, this doesn't necessarily like say that they don't agree with that. It just means
right. No, I understand. I'm just saying. In the end of the day, if there were no answer to this question, I would not lose, you know, a wink of sleep. I'd say, you know, Hanami. But that's nothing to do with Kiddushei Bia, right? But, yeah, so what is the Ravan's answer? Bani Eliezer, Omer Bibia, De Besula, Gomer Mikro, De Leisla Anol, Etzar Pisuk Raglayim, Karamina Biksuvis, Gami Ma'anus Esabsula, Nosul Etzar Pisuk Raglayim. What do you think? What do you make of that?
The fact that he says really for Bula, maybe it does work. It's just because of Hana.
Only because of Basula. Wow. Shocking. But even that, as the people on the footnotes here write, see, I'm using my Ravan. My scientific Ravan, that is. As opposed to the old one. Yeah. Yeah, not so simple. But also, this is an exchange between... It's not so simple that there's no Hana, right? There may be kind of an ambivalence in the level of Hana, or complexity, meaning there's some Hana and there's some pain, right? You might have to give Skar Pisuk Yitzar Pisuk Raglayim, also that's the case of Ma'anes. It could be that the Ma'anes, that part overwhelms, right? There's a whole literature about this. What is the level of Hana and Kiddushei Bia and even Bia Rishona? And what about Bia Shelo Kedarka? By the way, it's a big issue. It comes up in what context also? In the Aharik Vayavar, so I guess. A little bit. Right? Because again, Hana Satsmo, shiny, is there Hana in Gili Arayos? Right? So it's different. The Gilion Hasha, sorry. Rabbi Kveger, makes comments on the different Tosis in Yoma, Tosis in Sanhedrin, you know, Tosis in Psachim, you know, and so on and so forth. About Bia Shelo Kedarka. All I'm saying is the answer here is very fascinating, but the people in the footnotes here point out that it's not at all such a davar pashut, right? That again, tzel ma mishuk shal zonos mi socher is me, right? Yeah, the Gemara in Ksuvis mefutein latzar. His onus maybe, but mefut attitudinally above a kamal amid beis amid aleph, right? V'nichrusu hanefashos hana isla the travayu. That's even a besula if she is meureses. That's not so simple. I mean, what the. The Ravan didn't know these Gemaras. What is the discussion between Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Ephraim? Why do you ask the same question? Also, Al Kusha Bas Yoma, right? Iafsha de lo Pagma, Hana Bia Leisha Shavapruta Leisa, right? Tzeilmad Mishuk Shozonos Misochers Mi, right? It's not a very good proof, either way. A person can have a commodity. Again, I don't want to get into the real. I mean, it's not, certainly not something I can get into. But I'm saying not a very good raya. Right. mean, a person can have can be nene in a particular action, right, and still hold, you know, the and still parlay it into a financial, you know, benefit, as long as, you know, the you know, whether supply and demand or whatever it is, the greater, you know, hana is, as long as you hold the cards, you know, you could still reap benefits. It's not a very good raya. All right. Anyways, the Rabbi Tam's not saying that there's no hana. He's saying it's not a no shapruta. But yeah.
Well, the point just be that he thinks that shav kesef is kesef just in virtue of saving the kesef a person would spend on it. So here there's no saving.
Say that again.
You can get it for free. Shavakasu is kesef just in virtue of the...
Well, he's asking about hana. He's not asking about... He's saying shavakasu kesef works, so hana should also work. So
either shavakasu for the value of hana is captured in the kesef saved by the providence of that hana that the person would have otherwise spent to get the hana. So the point of that...
I don't think so. Why can't it just be the hana itself? All I'm saying is that the argumentars that seem to imply that the isha also is nenes. Right, they're docha that by saying, well, if she's nenes, then how is she able to reap financial rewards from this? To charge him? So, I'm just saying, that's not such a good... It doesn't matter. I don't want to get into it. I'm saying that's not such a good raya. It could be that I could enjoy some proper activity or some nefarious activity, and I can still reap benefits, even though I enjoy it, as long as the person I'm reaping the benefits from... You know, is going to enjoy it even more, or is it going to enjoy it enough to be, you know, charged for it? I'm just saying it's not a good raya, but.
So I was just wondering, is it possible that his point isn't about the pleasure, the demand of like dopamine centers that are going to be lit up by the action? It's just about how much.
I don't think so. I don't think he's saying that. I hear what you're saying. I don't think he says that. I think he says the pleasure, whatever, doesn't convert into a pruta. Again, the Ravon says there's no hanas. He says there's no hanas shavar pruta. Both are problematic. Anyways, what I would say here is that maybe there's another way to answer this question, a little bit by taking some of what they say, or completely not. Meaning, as I said before, when you provide either a chafsa shel hana, right, understood, that's the ikar, let's say, or something that is a disembodied hanas agavra, but again, it doesn't distract or compete with something else, then to see that as something that is convertible to kesef, not necessarily hana, shava kesef, kesef. Hana equals kesef in its own way, right, is one thing. But when you have an action, number one, that has significance in its own right, it's a chalos bifnei atzma. Right? The Maisa B is a chalos here. It's in the context of an ishus, you know, it's a kiyum, right? Be a rishona, if you're talking about psula. In the context of arayos, right? It's a, some cases a toeva, in some cases a davar mechua or dvar iser, whatever it is, obviously a Maisa Vera, right? So that maybe just redefines or eclipses the hana aspect. You don't define this as a maisa hana, even though there's some incidental hana. Maybe that's worse than adabar alayich l'shilton or rakod l'fanai. And in particular, if it's a maisa ishos here. Now, could you also say that maybe another thing to say or to add is that if there's some ambivalence in the hana, maybe the fact that overridingly there's more hana or there's hana shavapruta, notwithstanding the downside, isn't enough for the conversion. Now it's a complex hana, right? An ambivalent hana, an equivocal hana, even if it's pruta, maybe it's not enough. So these are some things that one could think about. We'll get back to other cases. The Rambam happens to, in general, significantly downplay. We have to see what he has and what he doesn't. There are a lot of cases in the Gemara of Hana that the Rambam doesn't quote. He seems to have a very limited view. Even on the one hand, Kesef Shalhana is huge for the Rambam. Maybe that's part of the story here. Since you need Kesef Shalhana for the Rambam, that's the Rambam in Milva, that's the Rambam Tana Menas Lahatzir. Point to Rav Belvel, if you didn't see it yet, you should look at the letter, but we'll get to it later in the year. Rav Belvel's letter in the back of the Kiddush HaGriz about Arev and Eved Kanani. Like, the Rambam has this thing about Kesef Shalhana. Maybe for him, you know, he thinks that maybe even some of the Gemaras that seem unequivocally to establish, you know, an expansive Kiddushin Bahana, maybe they're not Aliba de Hilchasa, because you really need Kesef Shalhana as a Shirin Kesef. But that affects both the Kesef and some of the extraneous Hana. Okay. Having said that, so let's turn. This is an approach. This is not the topic of Hanuk. We're just touching it a second here. Well, we have the Ritva. We have the Ravun's formulation of the question. We have the two answers to this question and the difficulties. And I'm suggesting that this might be an approach. In addition, of course, to Kiddush HaBia just being such an overwhelming, important kinyan b'fnei atzmo as part of Ishus. Okay. So now let's turn quickly to Isuri Hanuk. Yeah.
Doesn't the Ravon's introduction, like the opening words, make it sound like he views Hana also as like a standalone, separate category, or at least?
Well, I mean, I said, but he does in the beginning sound that way. But here, Apilu Amar L'Adam Chashuv. I think I read it. Shema Mina Kol Anoshi Yase Mekudeshes Ba Apilu Lo Yoiv Klum, which is an interesting Apilu because he has a Hava Mina there, right? V'Hachanami Amrinan. Adabar laich l'shilton, alma mekudeshes b'hana, shemahanila rakshi hei b'hana, shava pruta. Then he says, the shava kesef kekesef. Why did he have to add that?
That's the problem. Before that, I'm like, when he says manala, then he talks about
hana. You know, it sounds, if he hadn't had that line, it would have sounded a lot differently. I don't know. Unless that's just his way of saying it has to be worth, you know, in addition, it has to. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm just saying it's an interesting formulation. Whereas a ritva, you know, just goes like the category is hana. Kesef is hana. Okay. What about isurei hana? Ah. Isurei hana drabanan and isurei hana daraisa. So again, just to make it clear here, there, you know, we're dealing with a lot of different overlapping categories, and we want to be fair. So, you know, one of the categories that we're dealing with a lot is a question of, you know, the formal kesef versus pragmatic kesef, right? And then there's another category which overlaps it a lot, but din kesef, we'll call it, or shame kesef, and shir shava prut. Now, in theory, the question of shame kesef or shir shava prut, you know, which we talked about in terms of kli, for example, right, could be issues that that doesn't have to be formal and pragmatic. I mean, you could say, oh, there's a formal din, but it requires a shir shava pruta, not just a shame mum. And there could be a pragmatic din, and it just still requires the amount of shame kesef. I'm not suggesting these are identical. There is a certain natural affinity, right, that, you know, some things work a little easier or better instinctively and otherwise and logically with others. So the more you think of kesef, kiddushin, right, as a formal kinyan, you know, the more the amount is not going to be so significant, unless the amount itself ends up being like kesef shalana or things of that sort. Right? If it's an amount of kepeda or an amount of ena mufkeres or gnai hula, or, you know, that's something else. That's also part of the formality in a way. But all I'm saying is the more you look at it formally, the more what we really mean is you need mamon. How much mamon? It's not quid pro quo anyway. We're not Avni Miluim and Sma aside, no? On the other hand, the more we look at it as a kind of piraon, right? So maybe, or the more we look at it pragmatically, maybe the shiur matters. So when we talk about, it's not an absolute equation, I'm just saying in general terms. So when we talk about, I just talked about cases where you might have hana sagavra, but it's ambivalent. Like, let's say you have $20 worth of hana sagavra, but you also have some tsar you know, $7 of tsar to bring it down to 13. Okay, who cares? At the end of the day, you know, in terms of the shiur and in terms of the gavra, you know, it's a net plus, it's net shavapruta plus. Right? Whereas if we're dealing with, like, the hagdara of hana as a convertible kesef, maybe that matters. Right? So similarly, if we talk about being mekadesh bi suri hana, there are two ways that we can look at the problem. One is hana sagabra. Right? What are you getting, you know, practically a shavapruta benefit from this experience or not? But that's different from asking, is there a chafza shel kesef or shel hana? Meaning, is the equivalent amount coming from the chafetz that you're using in the kiddusha? Again, if all you care about is hana sagavra, like, why should you care? Now, this doesn't have to equate to din kesef versus shavapruta, but for our purposes, it makes more sense to use that overlap. The more you think that what we're interested in is an amount, it's more pragmatic. Right? The more it's formal, it's more in theory. In both directions, basically. So when we're talking about being mekadesh b'Yisrael, no, let's talk about two different kinds of opposite problems. One is mekadesh ba'arla, right? Or other isurei hanah, daraisa. And what's the halacha there, Shmuel? Didn't see it yet?
The Mishnah says that if you sell it, it's mekadesh.
No. Let's say you forget it. Straight. I'm mekadesh and isha ba'arla. What? Ena mekudesh. Where does it say that? Mishnah. Right, Alex?
Nunvav.
The Mishnah Nunvav and Aleph. Read it just very quickly. We'll stop in a couple minutes.
I'm a kaddish for arla, b'kilei akarei, mishor nisko, loyot kil b'egla, rufa, b'tzpor, b'tzora, b'seir, nazir, b'petr chamor, b'basar, b'chala, b'chulin, shnishr, b'azara, inu b'dashes, mochar, b'kiddish, b'mayan, b'kiddashes.
Yeah, that's a separate question. I don't want to get involved in that right now, but that's part of the topic. If we were learning the second parak, we'd talk about that part too. So it's an unequivocal Mishnah that if you're Mekadish B'Yisrael and no Daraisa, that the Kiddushin is not Chal. What about being Mekadish B'Yisrael and no Drabanan? Yeah?
So Machlokas whether it's really Chal and just as Makir.
Well, what does the Gemara say first? Our two Gemaras. You're right. I'm saying let's talk about the Talmudic evidence first. What do the rabbis of the Talmud say about that case? Well, the answers are seem what? So one is the Gemara Pesachim, Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, Hamechadesh Bechitei Kordonaisa Bishashishis or whatever. What does the Gemara say? Ein Choshishin LeKiddushin. Okay. And then there's another Gemara, Alex. Nun Ches Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says that a Mekadesh Bechulin Shenishkatu Bazara, according to Rab Shimon, who holds that what? That it's not Doraisa, it's not an Issa Doraisa. So what does the Gemara say?
It says that it would work.
The Kiddushin is Chal. So on Kiddushin, on Issa and Doraisa, there's a Mishnah, and it seems unequivocal that the Kiddushin is not Chal. On Yisrael and Adrabanan, there seems to be a stira that we need to contend with. Okay. Well, I just want to point out, and this we'll continue with on Thursday, and we'll try to do Madai as well, the following scenarios that the Rishonim and the Achronim talk about. Let's start with the Doraisa. So every Mekadish B'Yisrael and Doraisa is no good. It's theoretically possible to extract a Hana of Shavapruta from an Isra no, Daraisa. Would that matter? In other words, how is it possible?
chola or shalokadarko.
Chola, shalokadarko. What else?
Afar.
Afar. Right? Lacha shenasas mitzvaso. So if you give the woman this thing, right, she may end up being nene a pruta. Right? So why shouldn't that be mekudeshes? That's question number one. Question number two is the other way. Right? Is it possible that if you're mekadesh b'isura and adra abana that you would be... Well, here it can go either way, right? One mandama, one gemara seems to say ein choshen l'kiddushin. The question is why? Right? Min haTorah, chametz lifnei zmano or chametz nuksha is min haTorah muter b'hana. So shouldn't we worry about her being an eshes ish daraisa? Miki midi. Right? Or will we say that the fact that lemaisa, it's hard for her, or next to impossible for her to be nene, hanas hagavra, right? Because she takes us to the store and she can't convert it to anything. Assuming that's the case, right? If it's not convertible into money, does it matter that in the abstract, that formally has a shame kesef? So it sounds like Yisurah, we'll fine-tune this. It sounds like Yisurah and Adrabanan bepashtus is a case of shame kesef, right, without shir shavapruta. I'm just using it that way. Again, you could... Or it's formally kesef, and if you're interested in hanas hagavra, it's lacking. It sounds like Yisurah hanah daraisa, right, might be a case where alpidin, the cheftza, is netul erech, meaning it doesn't have value. It doesn't have a shame kesef, maybe. Right? But there can be circumstances in which there is hanas hagavra. So it can be a little more complicated than that for the following reasons. Right? Number one, take the Yisurah and Adrabanan issue. The question may be, to what extent do the Rabbanan have the right or the control or the ability, right, when it comes to shame mamon, to be mafkia? I'm not talking yet Rashi, mafkin Rabbanan Kiddush. Let's say it a slightly different way. As we've noted, Bailus definitely has a formal component, but there's also evidence that Bailus has a pragmatic component. And that things that you can't control, are compromised in your Bailus. Some people think that's a pshat in Yiyush. Some people think that's what we mean when we say Yisurei Hana is a lack of Bailus. If we hold that way, it's really Machlokas Rishonim. Different Lashonos in the Gemara, what they mean. If we think that Bailus has a pragmatic element, maybe Shovi has a pragmatic element. Right? Or maybe you can be Mechalik between Shovi and Bailus in either direction. What I'm asking is it possible that even without invoking Afkinu, just like we said that for Rabbeinu Gershom and others, right, Kiddushei Bia could lose its Daraisa status, not midin koach harabanan directly, but as a result, right, of koach harabanan's perspective, is it possible that huadin shovi? In which case, maybe Yisurei hanah d'rabanan, or maybe that depends what the rabanan did. Did the rabanan say you can't use this object, or did they say this object has no value? So that's so simple. Similarly, in the other direction, let's say you have Yisurei hanah d'oraisa. So when you have Yisurei hanah d'oraisa, but you can extract a shavapruta from it, do we consider that to be from it, or disembodied Hana? And if so, is a disembodied Hana, when there is a body, which is where it came from, is that different than Rekod Lefanai, Adabar Laich B'Shilton? Exactly the kind of distinction I was mentioning before, which is, if all we ever care about in Hana is Hana Sagabra, so in the end of the day, if you can get it, you can get it. Right? But if the Hana Sagabra always has to translate into a Chefsa Shalmamon, so then maybe even there are cases where you have it, but it's so tafel to the bigger picture, you can get a Hana here, but only after you destroy it. Right now it's not destroyed. You gave it to me now with the Kedushin. Can we even foresee? Again, you don't need to foresee if you're talking about Hana Sagabra per se, but you do if you're talking about a Chefsa Shalmamon. And what if somebody is in a state of Pikuach Nefesh? Or Shalom Kedesh? You might be Mechalik between all three of these cases. Pikuach Nefesh is what? It's Hutra or Dechuya? What is it exactly? Are you being Nena from the Chefetz then, or just... Right? What about Hana Shalom Kederech? Is that just a din in, you know, Kederech and Shalom Kederech? Or Hana Shalom Kederech is always Hana Zagabra, but it's never Hana Zachefta? Okay, so we're going to stop here. I want to pick up with this Thursday and do it quickly. I want to go through the shitas about Yisrael Nodrabanan and Daraisa. And I also want to go through Chayshin and Shem Shav Bruta Bamadai, which is also, because, again, you could be obstinate and there are some chilukim to be made, but the question of Madai is also where locally you can't get Hanas Agavra, but it could be that Al Pidin, the Cheftza, and the shame is Shem Mamo. So I want to talk about those two cases Thursday.